Hello.
This is Crow calling back from customer service. How may I help you?
What company is this?
Well, sir, I'm part of a third-party customer service agency that services several different products. But can we start by getting your zip code so I can try to find your account and see what's going on?
Yeah, 70114.
70114, okay. And can I have your
one,
first
one.
And last name? Yes, sir,
One,
that's what
one,
I said.
four. My name is Terry Thompson.
All right, sir, and can you verify your address for me?
I'm on Pace Boulevard, but I didn't authorize no purchases. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yes, sir, I understand. I just need your address verified for security purposes.
1625 Pace Boulevard in New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right, sir, so I do have an account that's being pulled up under your name. Just bear with me a couple of moments while it loads, okay?
Right.
I'm still here, sir. I'm just trying to get your account to load up.
Okay.
All right, sir. So I do have your account pulled up now. Okay, so I do see where you were charged for $56.95, or there was attempted charge for $56.95. Is that correct?
Yeah, and last month it went through in the other months, but I'm trying to figure out what company is this.
All right, sir. These charges are for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, but okay. Do you recall ordering a Wi-Fi booster on the 30th of November last year?
Yeah, last year.
Yes, sir. Okay, so when you ordered that last year on that website, there were some terms and conditions that was outlined at the very bottom. You might have missed them, but within those terms and conditions, it does outline that by paying the shipping and handling fee of $74.95, you do agree to a later charge of, well, it used to be $49.97, but now I see it's $56.95, and that's for the Factory Direct Savings Club.
Wait. Why would I agree to that if I bought a one-time thing?
Well, sir, it was outlined within the terms and conditions that by paying this $7.45, you do agree to it. You might have missed the terms and conditions, and that's fine. But it does outline that within the terms and conditions of the website.
Why would I pay that?
Well, sir, it's outlined.
What's the reason that I'm paying that? Well, no, it's outlined. You keep telling me that. What am I paying it for?
Well, it's for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, sir. And with this membership, you do receive a $125 gift voucher you can use for any more in-store purchases. So since you've been paying...
I ain't getting none of that. None of that. I don't know what you're talking about. I ain't never got no 125. None of that. What do I need to take that shit off?
Well, sir, I can go ahead and cancel your membership for you. However, if you do want your gift voucher, you can email the company and you can receive your voucher, if that's fine with you.
But, yeah, can you take that shit off?
Well, sir, I can go ahead and cancel the membership for you.
I got to email them to get my gift card. It should have been mailed to me if that was the case.
Yes, sir. Well, it's an online gift voucher, so they can't mail it to you. They have to give it to you over email or over the phone. But they usually give it over email.
Right. Can I be refunded all them $56 or whatever?
Well, sir, I can't refund every single charge because these are considered valid charges and they're from months ago. I'm not allowed to do that. However, I can give you a 35% refund of the 14th. Of the charge that was on the 14th of November, if that's fine with you.
Okay, and cancel the rest.
I can go ahead and cancel your membership for you so you aren't charged any further. I'm trying to do that right now, but it's slow. Very, very slowly. Okay, so I do have your membership canceled, and I can go ahead and give you a 35% refund of the charge that was from November.
Okay, I really appreciate that.
All right, sir, just give me 1 second while I try to get everything processed. All right, sir, just bear with me for a couple more moments, okay?
Okay.
All right, sir. So I do have your refund being processed. Once your refund is processed, you should receive your credit back within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. I really appreciate that.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No. Thank you.
All right. Well, I thank you for calling customer service. And hope you have a great day, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.